This plant is, you know, a little over 30 years old. It is one of the youngest, if not the youngest, in Europe, and one of the youngest throughout all of ExxonMobil. I've been in plants much, much older, more than double this. So it's not about the age of the plant, it's how you maintain the plant in regards to what it takes to run it and run it well. You know, we interject over 20 million pounds a year just in preventative maintenance. So we're putting that just into the site to try to ensure that it runs safely and runs well. And that's something that we continue to do, and we're looking to make further investments in the future that we'll be announcing very soon. So that's one aspect of it. In the past, when there was talked about plant life, and there were some figures like 25, 30 years being thrown out there, that was only out there to address the security of the feed from the North Sea. That's all. It was only, we have to make sure that we have feed to be able to continue to run the site. It had nothing to do with maintaining the site itself. So it's important, as we start to talk about the timelines associated with the plant, there is no timeline on this plant. This is a long-term strategic asset for ExxonMobil, and it will be maintained as such. Mm-hmm.